This is the Automotive Repair Podcast Network.
Welcome to another episode of Business by the Numbers. I'm your host, Hunt Demers, CPA with Parmelis & Associates. We always talk about making sure that you're charging enough for labor and constantly increasing your prices to make sure that you're keeping up with inflation. But we almost never talk about that for parts. The reason is that prices keep on increasing, you generally make more money. But are you making less money in your search for better prices for your customers? This is exactly what we're going to talk about this week. Before we get into that, I just want to stop and say thank you to you and the rest of the dedicated listeners. Remember, if you want to hear your question answered on here or just have a question for me, shoot me an email at podcast@parmelis.com. Don't forget my new book, Beyond the Bays, a financial playbook for shop owners, which was inspired by many of your questions and popular episodes on here, is available now on Amazon for paperback and Kindle. Want to talk to me about accounting and tax services that Parmelis will offer repair shops like yours? Shoot us an email at info@parmelis.com. And last but not least, we cannot forget our dedicated sponsors for being such loyal supporters of the show. If you need to hire rock stars for your rock star shop, give ProMotive a call. If you need to get your back office under control, give Wicked File a call. If you need to get your shop in the right direction, give Maverick Shop Owners a call. And if you need to get your marketing back on track, give Mike at Overdrive a call now. It's time to hire a superstar for your business. What a grind you have in front of you. Great news. You don't have to go at it alone. Introducing ProMotive, a full-service staffing solution for your shop. Let them do the heavy lifting and enlist your hiring partner online at gopromotive.com. Turn chaos into clarity with Wicked File, the AI for auto repair shops. Transform invoices into insights, protect cash flows, and stop losing parts, cores, or credits to maximize your bottom line. Get Wicked File. Building a profitable shop is one thing. Building profit and freedom into the same business? That's what the Maverick Shop Owners video training is all about. Our listeners can get free access at maverickshopowners.com/blueprint. What happened if you knew next week's car count before it happened? Overdrive combines real marketing leadership with AI-powered campaigns through Overdrive OS. It predicts slowdowns, it launches offers, and tracks your ROI automatically. Stop guessing, start controlling growth, and visit overdrivemarketing.com. That's OVERDRYVE marketing.com. Before we get into the actual story that I mentioned above, which is it possible to actually be looking for lower prices for your customer and end up making less money? I'm going to get into that in a second. But what I wanted to talk about is the blanket statement that I said above is you guys generally don't have to worry about your parts prices. We know that we have to always be concerned about our labor gross profit because you guys are probably increasing your technician's pay along the way. The technician that works there now probably doesn't make the same amount of money that he did 5 years ago. Yet, if you did not make a change in your labor rate, you would be selling that same exact labor for the same exact dollar amount 5 years ago. Yes, your prices might not have increased, but you guys are realizing that your costs are increasing and you got to keep up with that. This might be new information to you right there, and you might be thinking to yourself, well, Hunt, I haven't raised my labor rate in enter whatever the period is. If you not have not raised your labor rate in the last 4 months, right, because we're about 4 or 5 months into this year, it's been too long. Every year that goes by, inflation is going to eat roughly 6 to 10% of your profit away. You're also giving raises to these people, so why not increase your prices to your customers? If you increase your prices on your labor by 10% and inflation was 10%, then I will argue that you didn't actually increase your prices at all. Because that same $1.10 that you got this year is only going to have the same buying power of $1 last year. If a coat cost $1 last year and a coat costs $1.10 this year, you need to sell something for higher to still be able to buy one Coca-Cola. I get it. You're not buying Coca-Colas. You're buying insurance. You're buying advertising. But even if your bottom line profit is higher, but everything costs more money, then essentially you are not any farther ahead. I think you guys get down the labor side. As a general rule of thumb on this, we did a study. I've been doing a couple of different in-person training. Most people seem to be around 50% higher today than they were at the same time in 2020 on labor rate. I went around and I did by a show of hands how many people in this class are 100%. and I had around 10 to 15% of the class raise their hand that they have doubled their rates since pre-COVID. Again, what is the rate that you need to charge in your market? I have no idea. Only you can decide that. What I will go back to you is it's probably higher than the number that you think you're about to put in there. Look at this. AI is about to take my job. If you have a computer, if you have a keyboard, you are subject to AI taking this over. It has never been harder for people to do what you guys do, and there's not more people coming in there. Charge a premium, get your money, and make some money. Now that we've beaten the labor side to a bloody pulp on this, let's talk about the real reason we're coming here, which is parts. I have talked about this in the past, and probably 2-3 years ago when inflation was really on the rise. A lot of people are very concerned about, man, this is not going to be good for my business. And I had to go and explain to people, if the prices go up, especially on the part side of things, this is good for business. And back when we were talking about that, we said, you know what, if we're going to be charging this much for parts, then people are going to be saying yes less, and you're going to see sales go down. Flash forward to 3-4 years ahead of that same episode, what we have seen is just that. Parts prices are going up, more or less margins are increasing or staying the same. And people aren't really that easy to spend money in most situations on it, but you have not seen a major decrease in close ratio like what some people imagined. I think you guys understand that if you double the cost of most parts, you're going to end up making more money, even if you don't understand why. But this first example I'm going to show you is that even subtle price differences are going to make a big difference for you in a bottom line. Let's just use something really cheap, right? And I have water pump put here on my notes, but I always say water pump, and every once in a while you guys yell at me because it doesn't make sense. So let's just say this is a thermostat. I have a $40 water pump that I'm going to sell. I generally have around a 50% parts matrix on this, so that means I'm going to sell that for $80. I buy it for $40. I make 50% gross profit, meaning half goes to the vendor, half goes to me. Now, flash forward, whatever, tariffs, they shut down the strait, water pumps, thermostats are getting more expensive. This is the situation that all of you guys have been through, unless you didn't realize it, right? That same thing happens. The part that I bought for $40 last month now costs me $50, but I am the happiest person in the entire world. Why? Because I am not paying more money for that part. Think about this, guys. Any part that you sell to a customer, you're not actually buying, you're just holding temporarily till the customer actually pays you for that. Whether it's $40 or whether it's $50, I argue the higher the better, because if you're marking up based on cost, you're going to make more money. You double the price of that $40 item, you sell it for $80. That thermostat now costs you $50. You're still doubling that cost and you're now selling it for $100. While you might have been crying of, man, can you believe what's going on with the world? And can you believe how much stuff is going up? Whatever that cost go up, you're making twice as much as increased margin. If you have the same exact labor rate on this and you did the same job, you paid the people the same amount of money, and by people shutting down the strait, you just made an extra $20. This is the most common situation. And over the long run on this, what we have seen is margins more or less maintain. 50% margin on parts is generally still a good target for most people. I got people above that. I got people below that. But we have not seen a major shift of where people are landing on this. However, especially when we had really kind of short-term increases in prices, we saw people making more dollars, but less percentages. Like I said before, higher prices almost always means higher profit, but I want to talk about a situation that could end up burning you. And this is a situation I've seen multiple shops in. Is this going to be something that you're going to see on a $40 and $50 part? No, because it's a smaller dollar amount. But what happens when it's larger dollar amounts, where these percentage changes turn into larger changes for dollars and cents? Let's take a look at this example, and you can see if you can see this happening anywhere in your shop. This is a real example. It was not a water pump on here, but yes, I did go down through this with a client with this exact situation, and we uncovered this thing with him. So is this happening in your shop? I hope that it's not, but it could be for sure. Very similar to the situation above, but we now have a $400 water pump. If I have a $400 water pump, I'm going to now sell that for $800. What we ended up finding out is that just like above, prices went up a good bit, and that $400 water pump is now $500. And the reason we noticed this is because we saw my client's sales going higher, but some of the percentage margins going lower. So we went back and looked at it. I said, hey, sure enough, I can see this. That $400 water pump last month you sold for $800. The $500 water pump, which is actually the same exact pump, same exact job, it just costs more now, you only sold for $833. Why did that happen? Where did this difference come from? I want to first stop here and see if you guys would even notice this on your side of things. Because if you're used to looking at everything as dollars and cents, there is nothing negative that has happened here. That job, I now make $33 more dollars than I did last month. I'm going to sit here and I'm going to say, hey, there is an absolute argument for that. My guys didn't do any more work. I didn't do any more work. I still made more money. Why is it fair to go back to the customers? The bigger question on here is, how did this happen? And no, nothing was overridden on here. This went exactly as the shop management software designed. This will not happen in a $40 to $50 part because those are probably all in the same gate. But what happened in this situation is that all of his parts up to $400,000, he had multiple gates here, but in the $400,000 level, he was at a 50% gross profit margin. When this part now went to the $500 level, it dropped down to a 40% gross profit. The way that most of you guys do your parts matrix is as the price gets more expensive, you make less money. And I might mark up a $2 part to $8, but I'm not going to mark up a $2,000 part to $8,000, right? It's impossible. You want to try to make more money where people feel it less. What is going on here is this exact situation. If you sell the part for the same markup or the same gross profit, it is impossible to make less money from a percentage standpoint or a dollar standpoint. But what I have highlighted here is over time, what you're going to see is you're going to see these parts shifting into different brackets. This is very hard to kind of visualize. I went back and I went through these notes and I'm trying to think because like this is an exact situation. I've seen this. You're never going to find this on parts like individually. You're going to see this as an overall kind of trend. Shop owners, are you struggling to find and retain top tier talent for your automotive shop? Introducing Promotive on the web at gopromotive.com. With over 40 years of combined industry recruiting experience, we're the ultimate staffing solution. We go beyond traditional agencies. Our team provides dedicated recruiters and account managers advising on processes, compensation, and benefits. We focus on placing technicians and service advisors with shops that offer the best culture, training, and long-term growth opportunities. Trust our experience to match the right talent to your shop. We carefully select shops that value employee excellence and provide an environment for success. Our dedicated team leads the entire process, leveraging our industry knowledge and expertise. Partner with Promotive and experience their advantage to help you build a high-performing team that drives your shop's growth. Visit gopromotive.com today and let us help find and keep the best talent in the industry. Every month, auto repair shops can lose over $20,000 in uncredited parts, cores, and lost profits. Wicked Files' AI-powered software is a game changer. It helped one shop owner recover over $10,000 in missed credits, and others have recovered tens of thousands more. Wicked File puts cash back into your business and hours back into your day. Stop leaving money on the table. Visit wickedfile.com to learn more and get started today. You're working on growing a more profitable shop. That's critical. But the profit doesn't automatically give you the freedom or reduce your stress. That's exactly what the 24-video blueprint course by Maverick Shop Owners addresses. Customers, sales, profit, people, systems, and freedom. How to build profit and freedom into the same business. Get free access for our listeners only at maverickshopowners.com/blueprint. Most shops don't have a marketing problem, they have a systems problem. Overdrive.os was built to solve that. It's not another vendor, it's your AI-powered marketing operating system built specifically for auto repair shop. It predicts slow weeks before they happen, automatically launches revenue-driving campaigns, tracks ROI down to the dollar, and optimizes performance in real time. No guesswork, no wasted ad spend, no hope marketing, just predictable car count, stronger retention, and measurable profitability. Schedule a strategy call today and let's build your growth engine. Visit overdrivemarketing.com. That's OVERDRYVE marketing.com. First and foremost, because this is something that I think is going to make a lot of people scared, because you guys assume the shop management software is hard, and I got to give you a good way to go and actually inspect this, or hopefully inspect this and fix this. What would this look like on a larger scale to know if this is happening to you? If this is happening to you, then your sales are going up. Your dollars in part sales are probably going up. But your percentage margin that you're making on parts, you've noticed that over the last 5 years, it's fallen. If you look at this in 2021 and you're doing $500,000 of part sales at 52% margin, and you're now doing $1 million of part sales at 43% margin, this could be exactly what is happening for you. The larger reason of why this is happening is a bit harder to explain because it's going to be a different reason for every single shop. But the best way that I can put this is, you guys have a design sweet spot on that parts matrix where you think your average price falls. If I go into my parts matrix and I increase my last and latest bucket, you know, to a massive amount, it's not going to change most tickets because most tickets have smaller dollar item parts. If I'm looking at this, and this is a visual example, so if you're not watching this on YouTube, you're just going to have to visualize this yourself. But if you're looking at your parts matrix on it and it's taken up the entire page of the screen, generally your sweet spot is about halfway down. Maybe it's $200, maybe it's $400. It all depends on what your ARO is, right? But you're kind of saying of like, this is the sweet spot. This is where I sell a lot of parts. This is where I make some money on it. I got to be really careful. Generally, the way most people look at this is they say, my average part is around $200, $225. If I want to make 50% margin or so, I need to make sure that my average part is around my average margin. This is not always an exact science, but this is the way that it works. If I want most of my stuff at $100 to be marked up at 50%, then I'm going to do so. And once you get to 200, that might come down to 30%. In 2018 or 2020, when you made that matrix, it made perfect sense. How many of you guys have not went in and actually changed those gates? How many of you guys have not went in and said, a lot of this doesn't even matter anymore, right? How many parts am I even seeing below the $2? $2 gate is gone and now that's below $10. If we use this example above and we use the statistics that the government has given us, the average parts cost has gone up 50%, right? Meaning that ticket or that part that you had for $400 that you said that is my sweet spot is now a $600 part. If you're looking at this and your sweet spot and your matrix is built for an average part cost of $400, but your true average parts cost is $600, then that means that you're making less margin than you think that you are, right? You've designed your matrix to work on prices that are no longer relevant today. So what does that have to do? You need to update this for what this looks like for 2026. If your average parts cost was $100 and we agree that everything has went up 50%, then you need to make it sense for everything at $150 and above. Look at that water pump. Start pulling some tickets. This water pump job should be in this gate. Let me see where that was in 19. Let me see where this was in 2026. Not everything has been this drastic and not all of the businesses I've seen affected by this. A lot of you guys have been selling more stuff at higher margins because there's no competition. A lot of you guys are already aware of this, but best thing that you can do is go in, do your research on this and find out you're missing nothing. I think you guys get that. And like I said, there's almost never a situation where we see you making less dollars, just less percentage. And I get some of you guys are okay with that. And some of you guys might be surprised that you might need to adjust your matrix. So what we're going to talk about now is a bit of a different situation. And you probably not found yourself in this exact situation, but my client did, and hopefully you can avoid it. Like I talked about, some of the kind of lasting effects of inflation and erosion of profit are a much, much, much more common theme that we see in shop owners in 2026. But this situation we said that we are going to talk about down below did happen with a shop, and it was really, really surprising. I'm going to kind of go down through the numbers on here, talk about this a little bit, and see if we can avoid this in the future for other shops. The example of this shop is, he's in the Midwest, I won't say where he is, and this is something that I am seeing more and more, so this is a PSA for a couple of different things. He currently has around a 55% gross profit parts margin, and he wants to improve that. We have shops that average above 70% for parts margin. It is few and far between. All of these people do it by doing two things. They have a very, very strong parts margin on the front side of things, so they charge a fair amount to customers, pretty high. And also on the back end, they have a good rebate system with the parts house. Do I see consistently 70% where you're just paying like kind of, you know, Wholesale custom parts, no. All of my shops that have significantly high margins like that have some sort of kickback or discount program at the parts house. Almost all of these people are in unique situations where they're loud and proud, very, very expensive. But this client was approached by actually multiple of his vendors, and we are seeing more and more of this, trying to win his business. As they know, and he does too, hey, you don't have any more money to make on parts. You're not going to be able to charge what we are selling you for any more money. So the only way that you can make more money is if you buy your parts from us and you spend a certain amount of money, we will give you, and I think in this situation is around a 15% rebate on list prices, right, or cost. Whatever he paid was going to go down 15%. If you're doing the math in the back of your head, you might be thinking to yourself, well, hey, this is going to work out exactly like what he thought. He's at 55% margin and he's going to save 15% and he's going to make the 70% that he's looking for. That's what he said. That's what he told me. That's what he told his coach. That's what he told his 20 group. He could not feel like a smarter businessman. I have beat the system. I'm going to be able to buy parts cheaper than any of my competitors. What could go wrong? I will tell you the first 2 months and then we will discuss what went wrong and then see what month three looked like. Month one is our control. Month one is before any of this stuff happened, but I want to give you an idea of what it looks like. So we have $105,000 worth of part sales. We have $50,000 worth of parts costs, leaving us with $55,000 of gross profit at 55% margin. This is where he said he was going to be. This is super, super solid numbers. And again, if you look at this, are you going to be able to charge your customers more? Maybe, but 15% more, probably not. So any sort of margin gain has to come on the cost side and not the sale. I am going to cheat a little bit this, and I think that you know the direction that's coming, is that month two, his cost did go down. He went from $50,000 in parts cost to $42,000. He knew that. He looked at this. He signed the end of month bill on this, and he could not have been happier. Holy moly, I thought they were going to do a bait and switch on me. I thought there's no way they would really discount this, but sure enough, they did. He is walking away with that $8,000 savings in his pocket. And then it gets to the end of the month when he sees my financials and it says, wow, I didn't actually make an extra $8,000 in those savings. I actually lost $13,000 in profit. What ended up happening on here, and this is very specific to how he did this, is he went down through and he notified his entire team that this was going to happen. This parts house was able to do this in a way which I don't see them do it this much anymore because of this exact issue. But more or less what they went down through is they updated their parts pricing in their catalog for their new updated pricing. And every single parts cost, some went down more, some went down less. But on average, all of their parts costs went down 15%. Like that exact opposite of the situation that we said above, we mark up based on cost. If our costs go up, we know we're making more money. So in a situation like this, where this shop owner went out and tried to save himself some money and make more money, he ended up making less money. Now the customer saved a good bit of money, but at the end of the day, it's not what he was shooting for. You might imagine that this guy was able to maintain his 55% profit margin, but what actually ended up happening was a double whammy here. Instead of selling this for $105,000 and buying it for $50,000, he bought it for $42,000 and he sold it for $84,000. So we went from a $55,000 parts gross profit to a $42,000 parts gross profit. You might be thinking to yourself, well, Hunt, how did the sales go down and the margin go down as well on it? Now, this one, I just had to give it to you guys. I have no idea why it went down. Because again, if you're looking at this, the parts cost going down, the margin should have been able to make up for this. I think it had to do something with the can job on how he was doing his pricing. The numbers don't lie, though. Overall, the cost went down. He saved $8,000 and ended up paying $13,000 in reduced profit. This is exactly what we're trying to avoid. Now, the good thing for this shop is this shop noticed this after month two, because I'll tell you what month three looked like. He did keep his parts cost at $42,000. He did keep his sales at back up to $105,000. He didn't hit the 70% that he was shooting for, but we ended up at around 64%. Month number three worked out the way that he thought month number two was, but think of how much of a difference that was. He did the math in his head and he expected, I'm going to go from $55,000 in profit, maybe up to $65,000 in profit because of these savings, because of these increases. He did that to a certain extent on it, but it took him 2 months to figure that out. How many of you guys are surprised to hear this. How many of your guys are thinking to yourself, I probably have one in there and updated this pricing because I was able to negotiate these prices, and you're now figuring out that that negotiation might have cost you some dollars. I get it, guys. There's going to be a situation where things are getting more expensive and you're saying, I can just not charge as much as of a percentage basis on this. There is going to be some situations on that. But if I weigh the other side of this is everything in your life is getting more expensive. And just because the percentage is higher doesn't mean you're actually making more money. I think a lot of you guys would think twice. Hopefully not many of you have got surprised by this, but if one person have, I'm sure others have as well. All in all, to wrap this up and really hammer this home, every time that McDonald's goes and they beat up their suppliers to get lower food costs, have you ever experienced decreasing prices at the store? I would argue that what most shop owners are doing is even worse. Most businesses price their stuff higher and buy lower quality parts. Why are you selling the same things to your customers at a lower price? If you're making these mistakes like we mentioned above, then even worse, you're doing it without even realizing it. As always, please share with friends. If you have any questions, comments, or ideas for a future episode, shoot me an email at podcast@parmelis.com. Thanks again for listening to the Automotive Repair Podcast Network. Don't forget, you can check out the new app and the rest of the shows at arpn.app, where you can download the new Automotive Repair Podcast Network app. So thanks again for joining on Business by the Numbers. Stay safe out there, and I'll talk to you all next week.
You've been listening to Business by the Numbers with Hunt Demarest on the Automotive Repair Podcast Network. Download our exclusive podcast app at automotiverepairpodcastnetwork.com because the best conversations in the industry start here. Have a question for Hunt? Check the show notes for Hunt's email or text Parmelis at 301-307-5413.